In the and say amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies red forever. Amen. For his mercy and your red forever. Amen. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. My Father, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. My Father, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Oh, my teacher, Ancient of Days, this morning, we have come before you to say thank you for all of these miracles, the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for answers to all our prayers. To you be all the glory. Thank you for visiting us again this morning. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for protection right from January to date. Thank you for all the Revival Hour program. Thank you for what you are prepared to do this morning. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning I pray in the name of Jesus, let help be available for each one of us in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have appeared before you today, Father, let help be available. All the programs, Father, we thank you because you will yet glorify yourself. You will draw souls to yourself. You will heal the sick. You will set the captives free. You will loose the oppressed in the name of Jesus. We will not miss our blessing. That which you have ordained for us, it will not elude us. In the mighty name of Jesus, every agenda of hell over today's programs are canceled. Over tomorrow's services are canceled. Over our lives are canceled. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, please take over this sleep of clay and make it die. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you and your family in Jesus' name. Amen. We give God all the glory for all this testimony. God saving souls, God restoring lives, homes, increases, new homes, open doors for the gospel to be spread, and many more. I want you to unmute your devices and shout three mighty hallelujah for all this testimony. One to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be all the glory. More testimonies on the way in Jesus' name. I want you to turn your Bible with me this morning to Ephesians chapter 4. God has been speaking to us on the subject, let thy garment be always white. We understand that our garment represents our body, our heart, represents everything that has to do with us, our homes, our marriage, our work, everything. And so yesterday we began to look at what are the things that stains people's garment? What are the things that could stain our garment? God wants us to be careful. And one of it we mentioned yesterday happens to be offenses. Offenses. Now, turn your Bible with me to Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to read from here. Ephesians 4, 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Now that he may have to give to him that needeth. The Bible went on by saying, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that he may minister grace unto the hearer. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, ways or things that defies believer's garment is anger and bitterness. So anger and bitterness, they work hand in hand. They are like, two inseparable factors, anger and bitterness. Well, if somebody is bitter about something, then you're likely going to be angry about it. And if you are angry about something, that means you are bitter about it. Now, anger is one of the reasons the garment of many believers has been defiled. Angers occur. So what you ask yourself, what is anger or when does this happen? Anger occurs when you are offended by something, by someone or something. Anger occurs when something grieved your spirit. Anger involves the grieving of the spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit. Our spirit is renewed by the precious blood of Jesus. Our mind is renewed. And so when you are grieved in your spirit, the Holy Spirit just step aside. And so anger involves grieving of one's spirit. Grieving, that may be being provoked. Now, one of the things we also see is that one of the reasons people are angry is because there is something that makes them bitter, or they are not happy about a person or about a situation or about a circumstance. Now, number three, anger is a spirit. Anger is a spirit. Anger is a spirit. In fact, the Bible tells us, and when anger takes place, it does not produce righteousness in man. That's one key thing to keep in mind. Anger is a spirit. And when that spirit is stirred up in any man, any woman, any child, anybody, it does not produce any form of righteousness. Okay, when you check it, for instance, anytime you are so angry, you are angry for any reason, it does not produce righteousness in you. In fact, that is the stage you are vulnerable to offending God. Why? Because you don't, at that time, you begin to think evil things. At that time, things you never imagined you could say with your mouth, you see them uncontrollably. At that time, you could misbehave. At that time, you could take rusty decisions. At that time, you could even wreak havoc of, that could, of years of labor. And so, brethren, anger, when anger takes place, when you have a root in the life of any man or woman, it does not produce righteousness. That's one thing to keep in mind, is that anytime you are angry, it does not produce any form of righteousness. It produces destruction. It produces things that are not good. And so the Bible made us to understand also in the book of Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Now, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 22, Proverbs 29, 22, an angry man stirreth up strife. So anger produces strife. And a furious man, that means another word for anger is to be furious. Somebody is full of wrath. Somebody who's boiling inside. Somebody who is angry. When you see some people getting angry, of course, their facial expression changes. In fact, the Bible tells us about King Nebuchadnezzar. When it was reported to him that Daniel will not bow, when it was reported to him that the three Hebrew boys will not bow, what happened? The Bible said his physique changed. That means anger changes your face. Anger defies your spirit. Now, the Bible says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man abounded in transgression. What does that tell you? When you are angry, you are bound in sin. When you are angry, you are bound in error. You sin against God, you can also sin against people. You see? And this will tell you why, as a person, I don't like getting angry because I know the implication of anger. For any reason. I remember, some time ago, one of my boss have asked me, do I ever get angry? That I should get angry for once. I said, hey, I will not get angry for once because I know what it means. Anger is not a thing that I want to desire at all because it is destructive. Anger can terminate things overnight. I pray for somebody this morning. The Lord will uproot the seed of anger out of your heart. Out of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, I remember Daddy Gio, God's servant, he mentioned one time how the church was going to act a movie and that he was going to play a role. And the role was that he should play the role of an angry man. He said while they were trying to rehearse and he tried to demonstrate that he was angry, he said, but it was no more there. He said, before it was there. But now he tried it. Just to stir up anger in himself, in that role, he said, I'm not the person to fit in for this role because I can't get angry anymore. I pray for somebody. God will bring you to that point that nothing gets you upset in the name of Jesus. Well, to the world, that may be a wrong thing, but I tell you, it is not wrong. Because check the people of the world, check anyone who gets angry. You will see the result of Proverbs 29, 22. In anywhere there is wrath, anywhere there is anger, anywhere there people are furious, people are stirred up in their spirit, not because by the spirit of God, but by anger, sin abounded. You are likely going to say bad words. You are likely going to take decisions that God has not sent you to take. You are likely going to cause, destructions. We have seen people, or we've heard story of people through anger, they are in prison today. Some people through anger, they have done evil things to their spouses, to their children, to their families, to their friends, to their neighbors. Some have even killed because they were angry. So, brethren, please, anger is not something you should celebrate. In fact, the Bible tells us that anger lies in the bosom of a fool. I pray for you, you will not be a fool. Angers will not lie in your bosom, in my bosom, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's one of the scriptures we oftentimes use to admonish our own biological children that you are not a fool. So don't let anger lies in your bosom. Brethren, the cure to anger is simple. One, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Number two, is that rule over your spirit. Calm down. Calm down. Where if you are upset for any reason, ask the Lord to teach you what to say. And don't speak immediately. Learn to calm down. Learn to calm down. So allow the Holy Spirit to rule your spirit. That's number one. Two, rule over your own spirit. Because the Bible says anybody who have no rule over his own spirit is like a city without wall, meaning that anything can happen into that wall. So rule over your own spirit. Number three is learn to calm down. Learn to be patient. Because oftentimes things are not the way we see them. I have been angry in the past, and I can tell you, that's why I said I don't like to be angry. Because I have seen the result. Sometimes, okay, let's say for instance, little children. Sometimes little children, you might think they, you know, they have done this. If you are angry and you didn't control yourself, you could make a mistake. And later you find out, so you were wrong. And you now say, I'm sorry. But that sorry cannot repair some things that have been happening. That sorry cannot repair words that have been spoken. That sorry cannot repair things that have been destroyed. So that's why, brethren, we must be very careful and not yield ourselves to anger. What must you do when you are angry? When you're angry, you can pray. 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 Turn it to prayer. Pray for the person you're angry at. Turn it to prayer. That's one strategy to overcome it. Turn it to prayer. Lord, let it be well with this person. Lord, let it be well with this person. Lord, let it be well with this person. When you're angry, turn it to prayer. That's one strategy to overcome anger. And then lastly, is when you are angry, I want you to know the devil is at work. The devil is after your soul. The devil is after your soul. The devil is after your soul. So would you want to allow the devil to have your soul? No. So keep that in mind, is to rule over the devil. Rebuke that spirit of anger. I want you to bow down your head as we pray this morning. One of the things that defies our garment is anger. Please remember, always, Proverbs 29:22. An angry man's terror of strife is the B part that's very dangerous, more dangerous. And a furious man abounded in transgression. Damn, anytime you are angry, anyone who is carrying anger, you cannot, they are defiled before God. Why? Because anger does not produce righteousness. It produces what? Sin. I pray for you this morning. Your garment and my garment will not be defiled in Jesus' name. So you have three prayer points to pray, and I want you to please write them down and pray them for yourself. I'll read them out and pray them for yourself. Number one, mighty God, I thank you for exposing the secret of the devil concerning my life and for granting me victory over anger. That's prayer point number one. Mighty God, I thank you for exposing the secret of the devil over my life, and I thank you for granting me victory over anger. That's prayer point number one. Prayer point number two. In the name of Jesus, I shall rule over anger. Anger shall not rule over me. I take that prayer point number two again. In the name of Jesus, I shall rule over anger. Anger shall not rule over me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because you are not a candidate of hell. And anyone who are bound in transgression, they are on their way to hell. So that's why you must pray and ask God to deliver you from anger. And so I take that prayer for number two again, quickly. In the name of Jesus, I shall rule over anger. Anger shall not rule over me because I'm not a candidate of hell. In the name of Jesus. Number three, Father, arise and deliver me from the siege of anger. In the name of Jesus. Anger is hereditary. Anger is very, very hereditary. Some people, their father, their mother, and when they say he looks like his father, he looks like his mother. That's a bad name. So anger is hereditary. Pray that prayer for number three. God will go to your roots and uproot anger in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and deliver me from the siege of anger. Deliver my family from the siege of anger. Go ahead and pray. Pray for the next few seconds. And then I know time will not permit us to pray this prayer very well. But you yourself, you have the prayer. Pray it after the program and pray until you know that God has uprooted it. Until maybe after now, you might even be tested to know whether your anger has been taken out or not. So go ahead and pray for yourself. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Jesus knows he has great plans for you. The plans he has for you is nothing compared with what your father, your earthly father and mother may have for you. He has great plans for you. The same Jesus Christ is coming back again. So you are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. As from today, Jesus, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, if you're afraid, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord forgive you your sin. The Lord write your names in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you. Anger will not rule over you. Rather, you will rule over anger. In the name of Jesus, your garment will always be white before God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. If you pray that prayer, do well to send your details to the brother that led us in the testimony so that you can grow. We have believers class coming up in January by God's grace. So I want you to grow and to become more like Jesus. Let's take the next 1 minute and pray. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. It's not something to joke with. If you don't deal with it now, it could wait for you in the future. It could wait for you at a place that you least expected. Ask the Lord. It's not something to joke with. Mighty God, I thank you for exposing the secret of the devil and for granting me victory over anger. I am grateful. I am grateful for putting anger out of me. I want to believe somebody is praying somewhere. In the name of Jesus, I shall rule over anger. Anger shall not rule over me because I am not a candidate of hell. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I shall rule over anger. Anger shall not rule over me. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my Father, please arise and deliver me from the siege of anger. In the name of Jesus, deliver my household, deliver my lineage, deliver my wife, my children, my brother, my entire family. Deliver your people, oh Lord, from the siege of anger. Anyone under the torment of anger, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, go into them, uproot that seed. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let the fruit of the Spirit begin to grow up in us. In the name of Jesus, we reject anger. We reject anger. Our garment shall not be defiled. In the name of Jesus, we will not speak evil word. We will not take evil decision. In the name of Jesus, we will not destroy the things that God has built through our hand. In the name of Jesus, every root of anger is uprooted. In the name of Jesus, I am not your candidate. My wife is not your candidate. My children are not your candidate. My brother is not your candidate. My household is not your candidate. The church of God is not your candidate. You spirit of anger, the Lord of hosts rebuke you. I'm not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for answer prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. To be sure that you are there praying, not that you are sleeping, or mute your devices and shout three mighty amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
I want you to stretch forth your hand. Eternal Rock of Ages, I want to thank you for this blessed morning. Again, you are showing us things that could defy our garment, rather. You have taught us this morning that we need to rule over anger. We must not allow anger in our spirit because it only produces one thing, transgression. I ask this morning, are there ways, individuals, families, as a church, we have been angry in the past, or maybe we have said things, we have taken steps that are not of God, or we have wrecked a lot of damages in the past because of anger. Please let your mercy prevail over your church. Let your mercy prevail over us. Lord, as from today, you Satan, the Lord of hosts, rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we shall rule over anger. Anger will not rule over us in the name of Jesus. Everything trying to provoke your spirit, my spirit, today in the name of Jesus, the Lord silence them in the name of Jesus. Anyone who might have inherited anger from their parent, from their father, from their mother, or from their, you know, grandparent, or from whatever source. Today, the blessing of the Lord visits your root and deliver your soul from anger in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. When next we gather, you'll be singing a new song. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Those that are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.